Yes, hello, good afternoon. This is Ben calling from Local Splash. Am I speaking with Joseph from Crosby Construction?
Yes.
Excellent. So sorry about the delay, Joseph. We're having a bit of a system issue. How are you doing, sir?
Good. How are you doing?
Good, good. Thank you very much for asking. We're just following up in regards to a scheduled call that you had, that you scheduled earlier today. Is it still a good time?
Yeah, I just had a couple of things I wanted to go over with my account or whatever.
Okay, no, wonderful. I have it pulled up here. I can help you with that. Just give me a moment, all right? What questions do you have, or what do we need to address right now?
So, you guys made me the website or whatever, and I noticed under where it says basement remodel, the pictures are kind of not really like basement remodels. The one is kind of like a weird basement, but I was just going to say to just put, you know, like a normal finished basement in there with just some drywall and, you know.
Okay.
Like
let me see.
Flooring and stuff like that. And also in the basement remodel on the bottom, there's like, it's like a parking garage. I don't know.
Okay. So it's that blue picture, right? It says basement remodeling.
Yeah, let me check real fast.
Yeah, I think that's what one you're saying. It's on the homepage, right? The services?
If you click on the, like the top, the services tab and go to basement remodel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just those pictures aren't really like a basement remodel that, I would do.
Okay, let's go ahead and
go to the top left corner, click services, and then click basement remodeling. And then, maybe like that first picture is kind of like a normal basement, but yeah, that other picture at the bottom is just like a parking garage. Well, actually, yeah, no, I don't know. All those pictures, all three of them are kind of, you know, not something I would do. I don't want someone to call me thinking that's something I would do.
No, no worries. Let's change that. Do you have the pictures, let's say, that you'd like us to post, or should I look for other stock images?
Yeah, if you just want to get some stock images or whatever,
okay,
that are just like a normal finished basement. But, yeah, other than that, I was just going to say also in like the photo gallery.
Mm-hmm.
We could kind of go over that another time. But there's a couple pictures. I was going to see if you guys could maybe put like before and after, because there's a couple before pictures kind of just scrambled in there, and it kind of looked like, it kind of looks a little bit weird because it's like, oh, is that the bathroom you did? Like, it doesn't even look good.
No, we actually have. Oh, I see. No, there's actually some real nice features on this type of website for the before and after pictures, where it's like a little slider that people can slide it, you know, left and right, and you can actually
that'd be
see
great.
The difference. Oh yeah, no, totally. If we can, you know, discuss.
Yeah, I could send you guys an email or something, like, to connect the pictures, like the before and afters, so you guys know which ones are connected.
Yeah, I mean, if you can send us the email with the pictures that we should display as before and afters, you know, we can set it up on the gallery to have a nice before and after section, let's say, and like we said, with those little nice features where they can just slide it left and right, see the actual difference, it's really nice features that that are available there, okay? In regards to the basement remodel, I'll go ahead and make those changes as well. If you'd like, we can follow up with you once you send in that information, so we can, you know, continue building this up, making sure that you love the website. We can add pop-ups if you want to, like with the promotion, you let us know, all right?
All right, well, I appreciate it. And the only other thing I was going to say is, like, I haven't really been getting any calls from, you know, anything. I don't know if there's anything else we could do or any other steps we could take to try to get me some more calls.
Okay. Let me take a look here, okay? Because that's... All right. So, as you know, what we're trying to do is basically compete and get the better spot on the map, right? Climb up the ladder. The better the spot, the let's say more consistent, the traffic is, yeah. Right? With all the different
I know one
services.
Thing I can do is try to get more reviews and stuff, but I don't really know anything else I could try to do.
Mm-hmm. No worries. Let me see here. All right. So as you know, Google, they look into a few things, right? They take a few things into consideration to decide what the spot on the map is going to be. They look at, you know, how old is the account, the reviews or the reputation that it's built, the ads that they are using. You know, they take all of that into consideration. So the SEO that what we're doing definitely helps. Now, Google, they don't care really about the number, but consistency more than anything. You've been doing a great job this last few months. Something that I would recommend is you acknowledge these reviews, right? If you can do a little thank you, Joseph, thank you, Rob.
Oh, yeah.
Keep on acknowledging them as you did the first two, you know, with their name. And like we said, the algorithm is looking for good customer service as well, right? They're looking for a good experience from somebody using Google. And if you acknowledge that people that took the time to leave a review, you know, it definitely complements very, very well to compete a lot better. Okay, so that's definitely something I would suggest. You know, we can create offer posts as well. You know, if you have any offers, or like we said, if you send us this before and after pictures, we can create something and create a post every once in a while. Like we said, usually we do it every 2 weeks. We can do it every 2 weeks. Or, you know, if you have anything in mind that you like to do maybe to run in a few months, we can set that up. There's a lot of features that you can work on, okay? So we can get on the same page here.
Okay, sounds good. And the other thing I was going to ask is if you could have that Google Guaranteed guy call me back, I think mm-hmm. I'm ready to pull the trigger on that too.
Okay, no, that's definitely good for your business at the end of the day, right? Having your business verified and as reliable by one of the biggest companies in the world, definitely going to do great. And it's very straightforward, right? Paper call. So let me just contact him. And do you have a specific time when you like him to call?
No, just whenever you guys are available.
Okay, I'll let him know so he can contact you as soon as he's available, all right? So he can help you out.
Awesome. All right, thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you for the time, Joseph. I don't know if there's anything else we could do for you right now.
Not right now, thanks.
Okay, sounds good. We'll keep in touch, all right? You have yourself a good day. We'll keep a lookout on that email.
All right, you too. Thanks.
Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.